where your Christianity lack color, lack testimony, lack new things, is also dead. Though you move around, whatever represents dead, the coming of Jesus or the risen of Jesus from the grave has just come to remind us that everyone who is named after the name of the Lord, who has surrendered his or her life to him to be his or her savior, we have victory over death. And I speak over everyone here. If there's any death threatening anyone here, they submit to you in this service. In the name of Jesus. That threat is over. I say that threat is over. Either it's in your body or it's outside your body, but threatening your life, that death is over. Somebody will take your place. In that house, always be arranged. If blood must be shed, it can't be your own. Somebody will walk into it and you go away. That's a real story. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The death of Jesus, the rising of Christ from the grave, which we are celebrating today, provides for us eternal life with God. That way, you live forever. And Jesus demonstrated this, that there's power with God. And so, we are also here on earth as Christ's ambassadors, not powerless, but powerful. Except sin has can handcuff you, battered your life, taking over you, then you will have yourself to be blamed. But if you stand in righteousness, that I can tell you, that the power that rose Christ from the grave also resides in you. Romans 8 and verse 11, you will find that there, this power resides in you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This resurrection of Christ also reminds us that the enemy can do his worst. That the worst the enemy has done is give God the opportunity to do his best in your life. Because if they knew, they would never have crucified Jesus. And that was their worst. Somebody said, I will deal with you. What is his worst? Ask him, what is your worst? What can you do? What is the limit of your power that you can do? When they are worst, give God room to display his best in your life. And in this season, you will enjoy God's best. Over your life, the work of your hand, your entire family, you will enjoy God's best. He just came to remind us, if I can bring my son out of the grave, everyone who aligned their life with him, by accepting him as Lord and Savior, they enjoy the same grace. Don't forget that we are also in the month of grace. Glory be to God. You enjoy this grace in Jesus' name. So no matter what the enemy had done in your life, or how much wickedness going on around you, people are conspiring against your life, planning day and night how to destroy you, it does not matter. They are just opening door for God to manifest his power in your life. And very soon, God will bring them down to their face. If you believe it, say amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The best of Satan was to kill Jesus. That's the worst he can do. That's the ultimate of his power. And then God brought his best and raised him up from the grave. And he walked around in Jerusalem. People saw him. It's not a fiction. It's a reality. He held meetings with people. He ate with people. They saw him. John even touched his hand. The printing of the nail and his side that was pierced. God sold the devil that I not be your mate. That's how he will show the devil around your life and your life. Say, he not be your mate. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Today we are better than the first Adam. Genesis 3 verse 8. God coming in the cool of the day to have fellowship. He does not, he only come to visit. God was the biggest visitor they were receiving in the Garden of Eden. Glory be to God. But in 1 John chapter 4 verse 15, give us. God dwells in you. He is not coming to visit you any longer. He dwells in you. The best our covenant father enjoying was visitation. Abraham. And God visited him. Moses. And God appeared to him. Today he's not appearing to you. He's living inside of you. So anywhere you go, you are a carrier of God's presence. You are a carrier of God's power. Can we read 1 John? Beloved. Is this 1 John? 4 verse 8. Verse 15 I say. This is verse 1. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. What happened to him? God dwelleth in him. And him do what? He dwells in God. We are superior to the first Adam and Eve. There's even no need to regret, as if they didn't commit their sin. We will not be here. Today you are better than him. Because I have Christians say, as if Adam didn't commit sin, Adam and Eve, we will not be walking. We will just be eating fruit. We will just be enjoying. Did they ride car? I ask you. Did they ride car? Don't they go? Did they fly jet? We are better than Adam. And who made it better? Jesus. Jesus Christ made us better than the first Adam. There's no room for regret. Instead, thanksgiving. Can I tell you that creation of man was good, but his redemption is better? Oh, God created us in his image after his likeness. Praise God. Our redemption is superior to our creation. We should give God glory for creating us. We should thank him more for saving us. Today we are saved. Glory be to God. Let's look at the importance of Christ's resurrection. What are the importance? The spiritual importance. Importance or spiritual importance of Christ's resurrection. Number one. It put an end to the power of death. The end result of every attack from Satan is death. And death is in different forms. That's the worst the enemy can do. Because after death, you can't do anything again. You can't make the man sick. You can't make the man poor. You can't make the man to see anything. That's the end. That's the worst the enemy can do to any man. But his resurrection come to put an end to the power of death. A Christian die now where he wants to die, except he's not the follower of God. And Hezekiah proved it. Even God told him, you are going to die. He said, God, see my work for you. See what I have done for you. Oh, and God said, sorry. I knew all this one. But since you want to live longer, I'll give you 15 years more. And that was in the Old Testament. People that used to receive visitation. Not people that are carriers of God like us. We carry God. Our main problem is unrighteousness. We are not going to do it right. Or live right. Life today in Christ is stronger than death. Death is not stronger than life any longer. Before, death was the strongest on earth. He will batter this, destroy this, destroy this, destroy this. Today in Christ Jesus, life is stronger than death. So the life you have is superior to death outside there. What you should fear most is the life you have, not death outside. What you should guide, protect, do everything to remain in Christ is that life of God inside of you. It calls Zoe the life of God. It can't be destroyed. It's anti-destruction. That word which will roar, which will protect and nurse and look after. Some things happen, you can't escape. I mean, you can't explain.
Life is stronger than death. How? Because Jesus conquered death so that we can have his life.
This life we have today is not under threat. That's why nobody should threaten you and you are running around or even doing prayer. Do your night because somebody say, you will see, you are not running around. A child of God, you don't know what to carry. They are there to tell him, I will see nothing but glory. But for you vomiting nonsense, I command, then release on him or her and go away. But you will be running around and be praying. Hey, did you say the man is very wicked? Did you say the man is very tough? Hey, did you say the man is very powerful? There is no power but of God. Lamentation say, who has said a thing and it come to pass? Well, who? God has not ordered it. God must order it. And God does not order the work of wickedness. If the word of wickedness is happening in your life, you are the one that opened the door through fear. Through fear. When the man says, you see, I said, no, no, no. You won't carry the Bible in the night and stand on top of the Bible. You don't provoke God like that. Glory be to God. The power in you is superior to death. The life you have now is superior to death. Tell yourself, I can't die. Beat your chest, I can't die. And you won't die in Jesus' name. You will fulfill your days here on earth and live a good life. Glory be to God. So just as light is stronger than darkness,
stronger than darkness,
and righteousness also stronger than wickedness, so also is the life we have today in Christ stronger than what? Than death. He came to put an end to the threat of death over mankind. We will have another hope after this life. That, so when we fulfill our days on earth and we pass unto glory, there's still another appearance, a resurrection of the dead. We saw it in the court of words where we read 1 Corinthians 15. In fact, verse 17 says, if Christ did not rise from the grave, our faith is in what? He says it's in vain. It's nothing. Your Christianity is worthless without Christ's resurrection. But thank God that he rose from the grave. Glory be to God.
What our life is stronger than death.
So the life we have now is not subject to death or destruction of death.
John 11 and verse 25. John 11 verse 25.
Are you giving us? Jesus told, said unto her, I am what? The resurrection. And what? And the life. They go together. He that believes in me, though he were dead, he will do what? He shall live again. So there is a resurrection even after we have left this world. After our eyes are closed in sleep. fulfilling our destiny on earth and our days on earth, there is another hope.
Number two, the spiritual importance of Christ's resurrection.
It provides man God's best. The best of God was never seen until Christ rose from the grave. Talk about our fathers, our covenant fathers, Moses, Abraham, Elijah, Elisha, all those great prophets, David and Cole. What we are seeing today, they did see it. Jesus said it. He said, many pray to see my day. Who were the many? That our covenant fathers.
But God didn't give them to see it.
Why? Because we are the one enjoying God's best today. The best of God is revealed to mankind after Jesus rose from the grave. And so you must go for it. Go for the best. Don't manage life. Don't survive. Don't endure life. You say, how are you? We are passing it. No! You are in the season of God's best. And when God offers you his best, what will you patch in God's best?
Father, we thank you.
The enemy thought that they have done their works by doing what? By crucifying Jesus. But they made a very big mistake. There are people planting and plotting your downfall today. Either you know it or you don't know it, it's irrelevant. But they are working to bring trouble to your life, destroy your business, destroy your life, destroy your name. Let me tell you, they are opening access for God to play his part, his best in your life. And at the end, they are the greatest loser. They will lose. They will never recover. Satan never recover after he thought that by destroying Jesus' body, he has finished salvation of men. You will even ask yourself, when you read the scriptures, and they say, oh, away with this man, crucify him. Nobody raised his voice and said no. Where are the 5,000 men that he fed? Where are the number of people that he healed and cleansed? Where are they? They lost their voice. Hear me, church. They affirm that every individual will have to face this world or this life alone. There may be nobody remaining with you any longer. It is you. Don't give up. Because Jesus never changed his language. He remained, I am the Son of God. Now they kill them. I am the Christ. I am the Savior. He kept his word. He kept his belief. Don't change your language when this life faces you one on one. Remain steadfast. Remain focused. God will soon step into your matter very soon. Just remain focused. He will step in. Because God specializes in taking the enemy by surprise. That's why I know that even those who hate your life, working against your joy, God will take them by surprise. I say God will take them by surprise in the name of Jesus. And this is how God also will surprise your enemy, the way he surprised the devil. He take buried and covered, nothing more. So people were going there every day to check. Is he still there? They say he did there. He don't sleep. He don't die. The next thing now for him to rot in. But God surprised them. The body was cooking and he rose from the grave. That's the way God will come for you and your enemy will bite their fingers.
If you believe, you say amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Every hater of your life will be alive when God will decorate you with glory and with honor.
If you believe, you say amen. So no matter what you are going through now, your challenge is
providing God the opportunity to manifest his best in your life. That's why a child of God must not give up and say, oh, shoot me. I've tried my best. I'm done. And throw it away. No. Until you win, God will not blow the whistle. The battle is on, I know. The rage is on. But God will not blow whistle for a winner until you're on top. So as long as the challenge is there, tell yourself, I am a winner. I must win. Christ won the battle of life for me. Just hold on to him. Keep your focus on God.
And very soon he will come for you. Glory be to God. Number three, the spiritual importance of Christ's resurrection.
It turned the end of every man, every child of God, to beginning with God. There's a point in everyone's life that may we say you have come to an end. They say this one, nothing can happen to him again. Even the enemy will say we have finished his matter. And they will start celebrating while you are still alive. Celebrating your failure, your death, and your miseries. Can I tell you, at that point where a man comes to the end of everything, he looks in four corners of the earth, there's no where help is coming from. That is the opportunity for you to begin with God. God is just coming out for you. That is what this Jesus resurrection provides for mankind. Making the end of every man the beginning of God, or the beginning with God.
I see God striking his power and bringing you up again.
And for everyone who is down, you are rising also in the name of Jesus. For every failed businessman or business that are down, not moving well, I decree over you, you are rising also in this service in the name of Jesus. After this service, opportunity will keep looking for you. They will keep calling you, running after you, to do you good in the name of Jesus. Every contractor will start securing a big job in the name of Jesus. The favor of God will do it for you. Because there is a rising. Nothing can keep you in obscurity. We're in our season of rising. Therefore, every one of us will rise.
I say you will rise in the name of Jesus.
So where men end is the beginning with God. Where a man come to a dead end, they call it. You look at the tunnel, there's no light anymore. That is where God arrived to begin with you. So always look at this. Always look out for God. When doors are closed, he's the one that has the master key. And Revelation says, any door he closed, nobody can open. The one he opened, nobody can shut. And definitely he will open the door of blessing unto you. In the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Devil thought he has captured all men because all men were under his foot. Including our covenant father. You can see as powerful as Moses was. He didn't enter the promised land. God of anger. The work of the flesh. A man anointed to his teeth. Because Satan was in control. He was almost in control of everybody. Can drill anybody at any time. But thank God for Jesus. After Jesus' resurrection, that power had been taken from the devil. We are now master over him. As you are afraid, oh, I don't know what the devil will do to me. He's also afraid of you. Say, I don't know what this brother, what this sister will do to me. He's afraid of you. He's just waiting for who will strike first. And I want to advise you, always strike first.
Through your faith. Through your confession. Through your belief.
You can never, as a child of God, come to a dead end in your life. Never. You can't come to a dead end. Otikpari is finished. Never. Jesus' resurrection provide that platform for us that a new beginning will just emerge from nowhere. And God will want to begin with you again. Probably you are here, you have suffered business setback, marriage setback, academic setback. Probably it's even your health. Can I tell you? There is again another hope for you. You are not hopeless. God wants to begin with you again. Every end of every man's life or trouble is the beginning of God with that same man. He wants to begin with you again. Start with you fresh. Feed you like a newborn baby. Innocent. Christ's resurrection provides this for us. That anyone who is in Christ will never come to a dead end in his life. That's why you can't neglect Jesus and go free. You can't ignore him and be a better person. When you glue your life to him, you are not really favoring God. You are favoring yourself because you love yourself. So the matter of your life cannot be concluded by anybody. And God proved it in the life of Sarah. At the age of 90, she brought forth a child. When everyone said it is over for her. What of Hannah? What of her brother Job? That lost everything. I don't care what you have lost in the past. There's a new beginning for you. And this season we are provide all this opportunity to begin again. You will begin again. You will rise again. I say you will rise again. They say it's too late for her. Oh, it's too late for him at this age. Many conclude their life and lose their life because they feel at this age, I can't be this. Ask Abraham, who got his promised son at the age of 100 and the wife was 90. Ask Job, who lost everything. Lost everything. Yet, God gave him children. Bible said they were more beautiful than the former one that died. Am I correct? And he was 7 times richer than he was. And in the first of his life, he was the richest in the East. But this time, he's 7 times richer than his past. The end of every man is the beginning of God with him. So don't throw in the towel. Don't conclude your life and say it's over. Either by age or by anything. No. Age is a number. Just apply your heart unto what? Unto what? Unto wisdom. Because God loves people who are wise. And he walks with them. Do what you can do at the right time. But can I tell you, nobody can conclude your life and say for this person, he can't be rich again. For this person, he can't build house again. For this person, he can't have children again. It's a lie of the devil. is like what they call syphilis. Am I correct? Is that your language? Or is your language? Syphilis. Nobody can see you finish. It's not correct. Christ's resurrection will prove them wrong. That what they thought is the end of your life, that becomes your beginning. Isn't that how it is? The beginning of your breakthrough, the beginning of your joy, the beginning of favor, the beginning of blessings.
Glory be to God. You will never fail again. You will never again be defeated. You will always be on top. Can we please rise up?